Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
California, broadcasting LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. First and foremost, let's give our gratitude for this beautiful Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, what does that mean? A lot of things vibrating all the time, molecules, molecular structures. Well, here we believe that everything is energy. Everything is potential. It's all love, man. It's all love. No, basically, this is the show where we make you feel better. And if you're in a shitty situation, excuse our French, we encourage you to feel as best as you can about that situation because your thoughts, emotional responses, feelings, expectations about that situation is what dictates the outcome. We have a very, very special show lined up for everyone today. I'd like to welcome the beautiful Dr. Michelle on air, calling with us. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Well,
I love the show.
Thank you for coming on. I love your show. Just to make everyone clear, you guys got to check out Dr. Michelle on the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. That's in the AM on LATalkRadio.com, channel 1. You can't miss her. She is the world's shrink. She takes care of everyone, their mother, their brother, their sister, and their aunt, their uncle. No, really, really. Dr. Michelle has really amazing insight and psychological knowledge about, you know, the human experience, just a little thing called life. And that's why we like to bring her on the show. She has a lot of really empowering information to share with us. Today's show is, now, it's about something that can never be defined. You can never really put your finger on signs from the universe, right? You can never really, like, you can never say, like, you know, something happens and it's really difficult to just say off the bat, oh, yeah, 100%. The reason why that happened is because blam, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, things happen in our lives at random. We get thrown these curveballs sometimes and we're just like, you know, we understand the law of attraction. We understand that, you know, everything is vibration. We get what we give. We offer a signal and we just receive that signal. But what happens when we get signs from the universe? And Doc, from listening to your show over the years, I've learned and picked up, you know, the knowledge that there is multiple components in, you know, your emotional output and what the universe can bring to you. And just it's a whole plethora of information to dive into and expand on. So, first of all, thank you very much for shedding your very inspiring information with us on the show.
Well,
today.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. I love being here. It's great.
First,
I'm happy to talk to you about this. I love this stuff.
It's deep stuff, Doc. It's deep stuff.
Yeah, it is.
You get really in the zone when, you know, talking about this super expansive universal knowledge. So my first question for you, Doc, is what do you think it means, all right, when we're talking – I can't tell you. I'm sorry to interrupt myself. I can't tell you how many times this happens on a weekly basis, at least for me. What do you think it means when we're talking about someone or we're talking about something – let's say a favorite movie or a favorite song, or we're just bring someone up that we haven't talked about in a year, and then a moment later or a day later, we get a call from them, or we turn on the TV and that movie's on, or we hear the song on the radio, and we're like, that's too weird. Like, that is beyond random. Do you know what I'm saying? That is beyond coincidence. What do you think that is from your psychological understanding?
Well, from a psychological point of view, I have a feeling that, you know, Justin, I don't mean to go biological science on you, but...
No,
you know, because
it's all a combination.
By the way, let me just say, I do agree with everything you say about positive thinking and the law of attraction. I mean, it's all about our consciousness, how we think, how we go through the world,
yes.
You know? But... I do believe that we all have an intuitiveness built into our brains. I mean, our old brains, when we were not even, you know, when we were just first beginning to form the cortex, I mean, our old brains have survival patterns.
Yes.
So it's been shown that we have to have an intuition to survive. So there is something in there that many times we ignore in our own minds. And some people call it our higher spirit, our higher power, whatever it might be. But I do believe we all have an intuition.
Yes.
We all have the ability to tap into, even as people call them, psychics.
Totally.
You know, we all have that. So what I think is happening a lot of times is that we are sort of picking up things before they happen.
Right.
We'll say something will pop into our head, and I, you know, we'll be thinking about someone, you know, and they'll show up. I've had a situation where I was thinking about someone, and I traveled to another country, and I grew up with them, and I ran into them.
Wow.
In the country, walking on the street. Now, what are the odds of that?
There's no.
What are the odds of that?
There's not. It's not even a matter of odds. It's just a matter of lining up properly.
Right.
Right.
I was in tune with my intuition. I was in tune with the fact that for some reason, I was thinking about this person, and here a week later, they're walking down the streets of Mexico City.
All right.
I'm like, whoa.
Now here comes the big question, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. So you think about the thought and understanding the laws of attraction being that what you output, you bring to you. So you think about a thought, you pick up on something, and then immediately after it happens. So has there already been a quantum path, do you say, per se, that has been, like, laid out, and then you just are picking up on what's coming to you vibrationally? And, like, for example, it's, like, the path that you're on right now, right? And I truly believe, just to stay clear on what a path is, right? Each vibration is a different path. If you are feeling good, you are on a different path than when you're feeling bad. Like, when you are feeling, when you're following your joy and excitement and practicing, you know, the understanding that you can be, do, and have anything and everything you want because you're just an extension of this infinite energy that is just expressing itself to have fun, then, like, your actions in life are going to be different. You're going to attract different experiences. You're going to do different things versus if you're down in the dumps and, like, life sucks and I can't do anything and this and that, you're going to be attracting different things. So I understand that, right? That's, like, that's different paths. That's being on, you know, a different path and choosing what path you're on by your emotional state. But what comes first when you, let's say you choose that path of happiness, so you're on that path of joy,
right?
And then you get this hint of intuition that you're going to run into this person, and then you run into this person. Do you think that you thinking about running into the person created the vibrational whereabouts for you to run into that person to manifest? Or do you think that whether or not you thought about running into that person, you would still run into that person? It just so happened that you were in tune with your intuition, which allowed you the clairvoyance of knowing that you're probably going to run into that person. Do you catch my drift?
Yeah. Like, that's a very difficult question to answer, and maybe both things are happening.
Indeed.
Because I do think there is something indeed going on in the unseen that attracts us to certain things. And I do believe in the law of attraction. If you, and also on a practical sense, on a spiritual sense, indeed. But you have to, you know, you have to believe that if you're feeling good, if you're pretty positive, if you're looking forward to every day and you enjoy what you're doing, you know, you're going to be introducing more and more of those experiences in your life. Scientifically, because your neural patterns are producing happy things, good things. You keep reinforcing them.
Yes.
I'm having a great day. I met a really nice person. I'm in a great relationship. I love my new job. Wow, this is a beautiful sunny day. You know, whatever it may be, or I love this snow, you're reinforcing positive neural patterns. So the more you do that scientifically,
right,
the more you create. Contrarily, if you think negative patterns, oh, my life sucks, I hate my job, I'll never meet anybody who's good for me.
Of course.
You'll reinforce those neural patterns.
Of course.
And you'll put out that behavior, those words, those thoughts that are negative.
Exactly.
And you'll just keep attracting those situations to you.
Exactly.
You'll just keep behaving in the same ways. And, you know, whether it's people are reading our body language, feeling our vibes, which we do, because, again, we're tuned to surviving.
Big time.
I think that you are right, Dave. I think both things are happening. I think we all have a built-in intuition to survive, and I think also we do, you know, what we put out is what happens in the universe sometimes. So that's what I believe.
Absolutely. And you know what? I really like your answer. It resonated with me when you said that.
Oh,
when you were like, I think both are at play. Because, you know, Doc, I completely agree with you. I think that both are at play as well. Because when you, you know, there's something in the first place that you are allowing vibrationally to have that experience, or
yeah,
to allow that person into your experience, or to allow that synchronicity. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
yes,
before you had the intuition,
yes,
I believe, you opened the vibrational chord for it to happen, the vibrational opportunity for it to come into play, whether or not you were in tune with having a premonition about it or not.
Yeah.
That's just what I think.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
go on. Please. No, I was just going to get on to the next question, but you go on, Doc. Tell me what you were going to say.
You know, thinking about looking at signs from the universe, I'll share with you a personal thing that happened not too long ago.
I'd love to hear this.
To me. I was goofing around cleaning up the kitchen one night, and I found from the Chinese dinner we'd ordered a fortune cookie no one had opened. So I opened it up, and you know how those are fun, because if they're good, you want to keep them with you.
Of course.
And you want to put them near your computer. You put them in your wallet or whatever.
Absolutely.
And the cookie I opened said, "Keep your eyes open." And I went, "Ooh." I kind of took it negatively. Now, that was my thinking. If I was in a having a good day, having a great week, positive thing, I could have said, "Oh, great. I'll keep my eyes open for
opportunity,
abundance."
Right, exactly.
I took it, keep your eyes open. And I went, "Uh-oh, why do I need to keep my eyes open? What am I looking for?"
Bam.
Well, my brain was thinking that because it just so happens that I've been trying to get my eyes clear. I've been going to my eye doctor lately. So that was like something I was thinking about, eyes, that connected with me.
Right.
And the next night, I was coming home from my office, someone in a large truck almost ran me over and came into my lane. So I was very aware,
Wow. And
I'm always aware.
Wow.
And I swerved, and he took off. He knew he hit me. He just scraped the side of my car.
Wow.
Not that much damage.
Wow.
But I was alerted, I'm going to keep my eyes open. So here I'm thinking, I've got to keep my eyes open. And indeed I did. And I was okay. So that was kind of shocking.
So I have a question. I have a question
Yes. Now.
Do you think that had you opened that fortune cookie, saw keep your eyes open, and
Yes. And
thought, ooh, abundance is on the way, or something
Right. Super
satisfying is on the way, do you think that you would have manifested abundance or something super satisfying because you were keeping your eyes open for something super satisfying or abundant?
Question. That's a beautiful question, and
like,
I have no idea.
Like,
I wish I could tell you. I tend to believe that there's little signs from the universe, like we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
That just whether they come to us from some spiritual place or whether we choose to interpret them, whatever we see, wherever our minds are, is how we're going to interpret.
Totally.
And therefore behave, and therefore act.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. That's
what I think.
And you know what? That's really interesting. And that's very inspiring if you think about it, too, because you can, like, you can literally shape your entire
world. Yes.
If you use these laws on a moment-to-moment basis to your benefit.
Right.
Every single day, I am reminding myself every moment that I can to, like, feel good, to try to do good. If I see a bug, I try to save it. You know, like
Aww.
A bug inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's a bug inside the house, I try to save it. Or if I'm trying to save it and I accidentally kill it, like I did this morning, I say a little prayer and I say, "I'm so sorry.
Aww.
I love you, you know, Mr. B, Mr. Bug." And, you know, so, but it's like, whatever it might be to just make you feel better. It's all about just feeling better, because when you feel better, the actual action of feeling better, and feeling better is an action. It is an action. It's not like, it is an action. It is the same thing as like running. You know, you're like, you get up, you move your body, you run. Well, your brain in the same way is acting and like saying, okay, I'm going to deliberately feel better. It's like you're doing brain push-ups to just force yourself to feel good, you know, and then eventually it gets easier and easier. So my point to this, though, is anything that you can do to just loosen up that ability to just flow down the easy slope and realize, damn, everything is good. Damn, everything is working out for me. I don't need to worry about a damn thing. It's all good. Like, everything is perfect, and if I can just focus on that perfection for a little bit longer, it'll start showing itself to me. Then things will really start panning out. Doc, I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now that we've talked about signs from the universe, different occurrences happening, right, in alignment with signs from the universe, what do you think it means when sequences of numbers pop up, like 1111, 444, 555, whatever it might be for your sequence of numbers, 44, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of different sequences of numbers, you know, 12, 34, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
What do you think, you know, what do you think that kind of sign from the universe is? What do you think that is a display of, considering that everything is working under the laws of attraction?
That's a great question. Again, I think that sometimes maybe we are used to habits during our day and times of doing things. Excuse my voice, I have a little sore throat, so I'm a little foggy.
No, Doc, you sound wonderful.
I'm coughing, but sorry about that. But anyway, I think that we tend to notice more of what we are used to. For instance, we get a new car.
Right.
It's a brand new Honda Accord, and it's really pretty blue color. And we've never seen really a car that blue color. We've seen one or two. And then all of a sudden we're driving and we start seeing on the freeway that there's all these Honda Accords, our exact make of car and our exact color. It's almost like when we get used to something, we notice it more. So
right.
I have a habit of seeing, and I know you and I've talked about this, the numerical pattern of 1111.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what that's about. I think it's cool. I like it. I tend to, for some reason, when I'm at work, I'll look at the clock and it'll be on my digital 1111, my cell phone. You know, at night, I'm not a early, I don't go to bed early. I work later at night too, so I'm on my computer. And I won't look at the time at all, and then all of a sudden I'll look at it and it'll be, you know, so I have this pattern. There are offices that I'm in, are going to, and the number of the offices will be 1111. I mean, it's sort of a strange thing. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if I'm...
Well, the time right now is 1:21, and if you broke that up, it would be 11:11. It'd be 1:1.
There you go. We were talking about it. In numerology, there you go. See?
There you go.
Well done. So, see? That's synchronicity, I guess. But, or if, you know, coming from Dave's Good Vibration Station, you might say that that's a sign from the universe. That
speak
you're
about signs from the universe.
Number. What does that mean? I don't know.
Exactly.
But I like that. It's very cool. It's kind of fun.
Right.
It's
like a game. I almost like to give myself to the idea that, you know, vibration is numbers. Mm-hmm. Everything in the universe can be broken down mathematically, whether it's the time-space mechanics of what are, like, you know, sun and earth solar system rotate with each other in correspondence to the other galaxies, like in, like, when we look through the Hubble Space Telescope and we see galaxies that according to modern day physics are too large to even exist, and we're like looking forward in time. It's like, you know, you think to yourself like you know, these are laws. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, these are laws that we're working with, but they expand, they completely transcend what we think is, you know, possible and capable. So when we are lining up with these numbers, it's, I feel like, a perfect representation of our vibrational, like we've been talking about, standpoint with whatever our relationship with what that number is. So, like, if we associate 1111 with being really fun and a good number, and, you know, then maybe we can have that be assigned to us, that it's like a little heads up, or it's a, you know, I've always believed that seeing like 444 means that, like, you know, the angels or something are just like watching you and just are like, what's up, 444, yeah. Angels are here just saying, what's up, how are you doing? That's it. And like, there's been times where at 444, I've actually closed my eyes and I've said to myself, like, okay, just like, if you're here, just like show me, like, just show me something, like, I'm not afraid, just show me something, and like a little light will flicker or something, you know, and like that, whether it's my own placebo wanting to believe something, or like, I mean, I know that the light flickered and I know what time it was, but like, my point is, like, it's my own personal gratification for knowing what it means to me. And then that shit just makes me feel good.
That's right. Well said. I love that. No, it's true. There is a really good book out. And
what's it called?
I'm trying to think of the title of it right now. It's an older book.
Mm.
And it's about, it's a true story of this gentleman who was very negative and you know, life was tough for him, and he started noticing the pattern in everything he did of 444.
Wow.
He just thought that was a coincidence. He started, you know, really investigating and what was going on and why this was happening, so he explored coincidence versus, you know, him being in tune with always running into situations, buildings, addresses, phone numbers, looking at the clock at 4:44. I mean, it's funny because he does break it down to him being in tune with, you know, he's trying to get a message from this, and it's very funny, but it's, you know, there is something to that.
Absolutely there is.
I really think there is.
Absolutely
so
there is.
I think you're right. I like to talk about something else really quickly.
Please do.
That about signs of the universe.
Well, yes. That is today's inspiring topic.
A lot of people who I see in my practice, in my office, patients who come in,
yes,
look for signs. And they look too much for signs.
Right.
And they say, well, this has happened to me, and this has happened. Does this mean, or I keep seeing this, does this mean that I should do something? And sometimes I think people look for signs.
They might like create them for themselves little bit more.
Exactly. Rather than being sort of in tune with, I just, you know, whatever the universe brings me, you know, brings my way.
Exactly.
that's a sign that I should just, maybe I should just allow, and if I see a repetitive pattern, what can I learn from this? I mean, that's...
exactly.
You know,
and I've noticed that with myself.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I have always been like, I used to be a lot more superstitious. I'm not very superstitious. I'm more just like kind of understand that like, whatever you put your energy into becomes. But like, I used to try to see things and make reason out of them. I used to have experiences and think that, you know, like, oh, maybe because that happens, that like that is in correlation with this, which maybe means that this is going to come through. And it's just like, I would like create too many circumstances for myself to try to justify something that I was wanting. And what ended up happening is I was just getting myself into a rut. I was finding myself like hoping so much that this thing came and relying on these supposed signs from the universe that I've defined for myself to be the justifying reason for these things coming. And in actuality, that's the exact opposite of the approach that you should take when you're trying to allow something to come into your experience. If you want to let something flow, if you want to let something just like effortlessly kind of come in, whether it's a big pile of money, whether it's a perfect relationship, whether it's a dream job, whatever it is, any circumstance that you can imagine, this universe has the wherewithal to deliver it to you in a full manifestational form. That's why we have the ability to vision it in our minds, so we can decide if we want it or not, and then create it by just focusing our attention to it. So it's
I agree.
like if we can just exercise a little bit more the understanding. And you're absolutely right, Doc, when you say that people, including myself, when I used to, you know, we live and we learn, people force a little bit too hard to try to define the universe giving them options. And what that is, what it really comes down to, is a lack of power or belief within yourself that you have your own chutzpah to just believe and know that it can be created. And that's not a bad thing, to rely on outside experiences for your own personal justification. That's not a bad thing, but
right,
it's a lot more empowering when you don't have to rely on quote-unquote signs from the universe to justify the things that you want. It's a lot more powerful when you can just say, I want this. I've decided through the deciphering of my experience that I want this. And regardless of what the universe shows me or brings to me, I'm going to deliberately focus my energy and momentum in this area. And because I understand the laws of the universe, I know that it has to come to me in due time.
Yes, so I agree. That's really well said.
Oh, thanks, Doc. It's all inspired by you.
Well, thank you. But I don't think so, but thank you so much for that. I want to also add to that and say that when certain things are happening repeatedly, I think we need to take them just on a practical level.
For sure.
As lessons. And again, I don't mean to go back, you know, to this situation, but it's almost kind of like the signs from the universe in my situation I described a little earlier, where, you know, the fortune cookie said, keep your eyes open.
Exactly.
And if I hadn't have, like, had that feeling and thought, that lesson going, what are my eyes open to? Okay. I wasn't fearing, but I was like, okay, I need to be aware of something, and this guy almost ran me over, you know? And then the next morning,
right,
my husband and I were driving, and someone ran the red light and hit us.
Oh, my goodness.
So...
Oh, my goodness.
I actually was in a situation where I was able to brace myself.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. My husband's not doing so great, but he's going to heal. He has, you know, some neck issues, but he will heal, definitely.
Well,
that's what the doctor said. But
blessings.
Thank God. We were lucky. But I'm wondering if I hadn't been in an aware state, would I have been able to react that quickly?
Absolutely.
Would I have been able to have my eyes open and keep your eyes open?
Would that, and like we were saying earlier, like which came first? Would that have even happened if you were not expecting something to keep your eyes open for?
Don't know. Would, and if that's the case, then possibly my lesson is,
watch what you think. Watch what
you
perceive.
Try to think a little more positively.
Totally.
And, you know, understand. I would say this to listeners. Try to understand that we all have bad days and
yes,
bad relationships and financial issues and stressors. There's always stress. Not everything's wonderful, you know. And we have to try to make the best of it and get through every day, not trudge through, I hate my life. Because if you hate your life, you need to figure out how to change your life and have a little bit of enjoyment and peace.
Exactly. And you're just going to be attracting things that reinforce all this frustration about your life. So you're just going to get more pissed.
Yes. So I think that if we are coming from a good place, like you said, to interpret certain things from a more positive level, because that's where our head's at, and on any given moment on any day, we may be in a good mood or a bad mood. So we're going to interpret things according to how we're feeling at the time.
Exactly.
So your boss just yelled at you, and everybody else heard, and you're feeling humiliated, and you thought you worked really hard on a job, and you can't pay the electric bill, and you have to stay, you know, in your funky little apartment, and you hate your car, it keeps breaking down. I mean, this kind of thing, you know, life sometimes can be challenging, but maybe, you know, focusing on how to solve these issues rather than wallowing in I hate my life, which continues like a hamster wheel of thought and continues to reinforce that and shows up in our everyday life. If we're expecting bad things to happen, like you said, they're going to happen because we're going to notice them, and or we may be attracting them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
I
think interpreting signs, looking for every little thing, sometimes can, you know, I have worked in psychiatric facilities with patients who have schizophrenia and bipolar 1 with psychosis. So they interpret things like signs a lot.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like someone on the television will say something, a phrase or something in the news, and they'll apply it to them. That's a message for me. That's right. The 180. That's the person has chemical imbalance and, you know, it's just...
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
And broadcasting.
And it also depends on the circumstance. Like, okay, I'll tell you something silly that happened this morning, right?
Yeah.
Every morning I try to listen to, you know, my uplifting tapes and just, you know, Abraham Hicks and just speaking, just high vibration speaking and stuff. So simultaneously, though, I like to write in my journal. It's just like my relaxing kind of calm way of you know, pre-paving the way that I choose to lead my life. So as I'm like about to write the word clarity, right?
Yeah.
She says the word clarity as I'm writing it, like simultaneously. I'm thinking to myself, and then, you know, I'm writing like, you know, thank you. You know, I thank you for my clarity. And, you know, I just give my gratitude for my clarity because that's one of the most amazing things you can give your gratitude for. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the honeys in the world. You can have anything and everything in the entire world.
Right.
If you don't have your clarity to enjoy it, it ain't worth a damn thing.
That's for sure.
So as I'm saying, as I'm giving my gratitude for my clarity of consciousness, I'm writing, I'm like CL, and she's like, no, clarity. And like, so I totally understand, but there are, that falls under the category of like, you know, if you just say something, like, let's say that, like, you're just talking to someone and they say like a line, and then you turn the TV on, and then like right when you turn the TV on or like 2 minutes later, someone says that exact same line. Like that's kind of funny. But if it's like you turn the TV on, there's no synchronicity with it whatsoever. And someone just like says something and like because you've had like some weird past association with it and then you apply it to yourself, that's where it starts to get chemical imbalance-y, you know.
Yeah.
From my understanding, I would feel like, you know.
No, I agree. And you know.
Because the TV can talk to you. Because anything in the universe can talk to you. If experiences can talk to you, then silly things on the TV can talk. I don't want to like rule out. I don't want to think that we're ruling out like, you know, all possible options for little synchronous things in the universe. But we also don't want to cross that line and start getting overly dependent on creating these signs and expectations of little things, and I don't know.
Right.
So that
and on another level too, it's I agree with you. And David, you are so smart, and I just so appreciate what you do for listeners.
Well, I appreciate what you do, Doc. Thank you.
Oh, you have such a positive attitude, and you inspire so many people.
You're so sweet.
And I'm just so happy. You know, on all levels, with all ages too. I love the fact that you're young and you're so positive. You have so many wonderful things to say, and you've learned so much. I'm just thrilled to always talk to you.
Well, it's such a pleasure for me to always talk to you, and I really, really appreciate you saying that. I really, really do. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely.
That means a lot.
Just wanted to say that. But I think that you're right about, you know, we can look too many times for things that really aren't significant and interpret them and then get all kind of messed up sometimes.
Absolutely.
But looking at it on another level, too, you know, when we're looking for signs, it usually means we need guidance.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's big. That's big right there.
So if we're looking for things and expecting things. Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not, you know, I need guidance on something. We can always look at the positive aspects of religion or spirituality to guide us as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's really, this is why people, you know, we have faith in a higher power, whether it's Hashem or God or whoever the higher power you see, you know, I Yeshua ben Joseph, you know, I think that asking or saying I need guidance, I think that's what prayer is about.
Big time.
You acknowledge your blessings in life and you say I need guidance on this.
Yes.
And then, you know, in a meditative or prayer state, you just allow yourself to receive guidance.
Totally.
And it has to do, I think, with your higher power within you too.
It does.
And your being and your connection with that higher power. But I think we are all so confused in our minds every day. We're busy, we're working, we're stressed. We don't clear our minds. And this is where meditation or prayer, you know, comes in. We don't clear our minds enough to allow our intuition or the message from that higher power to guide us along.
People forget how much power they actually have. People forget. They don't practice. It's just, it lies dormant. It's not that it's not there. It just kind of lies dormant because if you don't use it, you kind of lose it. And like the understanding of how much power you actually have is through the roof. Like if you actually said, if you took a week and cleared your head and asked your higher self, just said, whatever is inside of me, whether it's like just little cells that vibrate or whether it's an entire universe with a God force light of potential, whatever it might be, just guide me into what I want. Like, I don't even want to explain to you what I want because it's too much energy. You already know what I want. I don't know how it's going to play out. I just need to know that I have a little bit of guidance. I swear to you, I promise you, I have done it. People have written books about it. It will happen. You will get your guidance. Little things will pop up. You will find a card on the ground with a number to call. You will find a pamphlet with a group to join. You will find something. Something will pop up. Something will pop up. And it's not just like this one end-all, say-all thing that is like, oh, here's the cure to all your problems. It's like, it's one step into a whole new garden of opportunity. It's like you were previously in one dimension, and now that you've made this deliberate choice, you are in another. You are receiving new things. You are on a different planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like what it comes down to. So it's you just gotta surrender. And that's what I feel like asking is about. Really, really asking is surrendering any resistance. Because when you ask, you've come to the point where it's like, you know, I have no more of myself to give. I have no more of myself to pour out onto the table. All I can do is say, I've offered all that I can offer, and I am in the reign of receiving, and that is it. That is all you can do. And from that point forward, you will have to flourish. It is inevitable that you will prosper. It is inevitable that you will start receiving little by little, if not a landslide, of all the things that you have always wanted but never knew that you were capable of receiving.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's so important to trust our inner guidance.
That's what it's about.
And not much about what happens outside of us.
Nothing matters what happens outside of us. It's just a reflection of what we have been believing. What's happening outside of us is just a culmination of what we are what we are allowing. Like, we could want all the money in the world. We could want the most amazing relationships in the world. But if we don't see ourselves having it, if we don't believe that we are infinitely and eternally worthy of receiving these things and more, then it ain't gonna happen. You gotta ease yourself into a flow of knowing that you are worthy of anything and everything that you could ever possibly imagine wanting and more. And not only are you worthy of it, but it is your birthright that you receive it on all levels. That's yeah. it. Sorry for taking over the mic, Doc.
Well, it's your show.
No, I just, you know, well, you're a power guest today. So I was just, you know, it's something, it just flows, you know, you just got to let it out.
Yeah, I agree totally. It's always about our inner response to whatever shows up. That is our true guidance. Sometimes there are signs, but we have to just get in touch with that intuition and know what is for us. And yes. it makes us feel good when we see signs and we can apply those to lessons. But I really think our egos get in the way.
Very much. We need to have a good relationship with our ego.
Yes. Sometimes we know what's best for us by our intuition, by what we want, by what makes us happy.
Very much.
And it requires faith. It requires calming the mind and not being so completely overwhelmed with our streams of consciousness every day.
Right.
It's a matter of not being paranoid. Oh, my God. Oh, there's a sign. Great. Hey, if you want to interpret signs as good luck, beautiful. Go for it. But if you start interpreting things out there as, oh, my God, something terrible is going to happen, then you may be drawing those things to you. And
Absolutely.
Everything else you'll interpret and your neural patterns will say it's not good. Even though to someone else, it may be very, very positive for them if they saw a certain thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I think that we have to really trust our intuition. We have to take time to calm our minds. We have to look positively at things out there.
Yes.
To me now, the keep your eyes open fortune cookie, I say to myself, just be aware of what's going on around you and just relax. Don't be fearful.
Yes.
And I also said, you know, I'm very proud that I was aware to brace myself.
Yes.
Because I kept my eyes open when that lady ran the red light.
Absolutely.
And hit us. So I'm more thankful for the blessings that we weren't hurt badly.
Yes.
And I feel bad for her because I think she was. I didn't really get to talk with her. She was pretty out of it. So it was, you know, but, you know, individually, I think we all have to just get in touch with what feels good, what intuition is, not stress ourselves out, not go to negative patterns in our minds and create more what ifs.
Exactly.
I should interpret the negative things as, oh, well, that's a good lesson. Next. Right.
Exactly.
And you know, try to have moments of meditation or prayer.
And I think, sorry to cut you off.
Open yourself for what works and what you need
yes,
for you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that you know, in the last couple minutes of the show, just for closing, to really bring this full circle, I feel that what we can do is take these signs from the universe, take these, you know, and however you may define it for yourself, things
yes.
will always happen that are a perfect vibrational match to what you're putting out, whether you realize it or not, right? That's just kind of the laws
yeah.
of attraction and, like, this quantum-based reality that we live in. So,
yes,
things are going to be happening to you, and signs are constantly showing themselves to you. It's just a matter of, like, what you're open to. Signs are just, like, you having little brief clairvoyant moments of seeing it and being open to it. But what I got from today's show and what I got from talking with you, Doc, and your amazing perspective and intelligence is that it's not so much about trying to decipher what these signs mean. It's more of just taking the signs and then choosing the thought that you choosing the new platform from whatever that sign offered to you. So it's not so much about taking the sign and trying to decipher it and define it, and where did that come from, and what am I looking out for, and da da da. Maybe it's more of taking the sign and then saying, wow, that was really interesting. Considering that just happened, I think probably the most important and effective thing would be to just choose my vibration. Just not try to lose myself over where this came from or what this means, but more just define myself from this point on so I know where I can be and know where the future ones will come from and are a product of, you know?
Yes. So that's beautifully said. I agree.
Well, thank you so much.
I agree,
Doc.
Dave.
Doc, it's been such a pleasure. Always a super duper powerful and empowering session to have you. Powerful, empowering, inspiring, all the good things.
Well, it's been my pleasure as always to be on your show. And if anybody wants to find out more about me and my work, they can check out my address here, and it's Straight Talk.
The Straight Talk Doc.
.com.
Make sure to check
it
out.
At gmail.com if you have any questions or comments or anything. And my website's talkshowtherapist.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the one, guys. You can't miss it. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 a.m. on LATalkRadio.com. I love you guys with all of my heart. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. I want to thank Dr. Michelle for such a fun show. We love you guys so much. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. We love you guys. And we will see you next Sunday.
Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we can smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.